Welcome to episode 959 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Philippians offers a glimpse into Paul's perspective on the Christian life, highlighting pivotal themes and revelations that encourage us in our faith journey. As the apostle writes from prison, he delivers messages of joy, unity, humility, and perseverance, underscoring the gospel's transformative power and the calling every Christian has in Christ. Today we explore key aspects of Philippians in which Paul challenges believers to live with purpose, reflecting the love and grace of Jesus in our daily lives, and looking forward to the fulfillment of God's promises. The day of Christ is an important eschatological concept used by Paul to describe the anticipated return of Jesus. On this day, Christ will come in glory to judge the living and dead and bring to completion the salvation of his people. In Philippians 1-6, Paul expresses confidence that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus, highlighting the ongoing process of spiritual growth and sanctification believers undergo. The day of Christ is a future marker of hope, motivating us to live faithfully and righteously, knowing our efforts will culminate in the full realization of our salvation. The day of Christ is presented as a time of accountability and reward. In Philippians 2:16, Paul urges each of us to hold firmly to the word of life, so we may boast on the day of Christ that we did not labor in vain. This suggests the day of Christ will be a moment of evaluation, where believers' faithfulness and labor will be recognized and rewarded. Anticipating this day inspires us to live with purpose and urgency, focusing on our spiritual journey and the impact of our lives on others. In Philippians 1:11, Paul mentions the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus, to the glory and praise of God. This refers to visible evidence of a life transformed by faith in Jesus, marked by qualities like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, etc., as outlined in Galatians 5:22-23. These attributes are produced through the Holy Spirit's presence, leading to actions and attitudes reflecting Christ's character. Demonstrating righteousness is more than legal standing before God. It is a practical expression of God's grace, leading to a life of holiness and moral integrity. Paul's emphasis on the fruit of righteousness underscores the connection between personal spiritual growth and the broader mission of glorifying God. By embodying these qualities, believers fulfill our calling to be lights in the world, drawing others to the beauty and truth of the gospel. This interconnectedness between individual transformation and the church's collective mission illustrates the impact of a life dedicated to reflecting God's righteousness. In Philippians 1:27, Paul uses the phrase faith of the gospel to refer to core beliefs and doctrines that define Christianity. This faith is centered on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, encompassing the transformative power of the gospel message. The faith of the gospel implies a collective conviction shared by believers, which serves as the basis of our spiritual lives and community. It emphasizes trust in the gospel's truth and promises, motivating us to remain steadfast amidst persecution and challenges. The gospel is not just a message to be believed intellectually, but a truth to be lived practically, affecting every aspect of a believer's life. Paul's reference to the faith of the gospel underscores the importance of unity and shared purpose among believers as we stand firm in our convictions and live out the implications of the gospel in our daily lives. Conducting oneself in a manner worthy of the gospel means living in a way that reflects Jesus' character and teachings. Paul calls us to embody the values and virtues of the gospel, like love, humility, integrity, and selflessness, in our interactions and decisions. To live worthily of the gospel is to ensure one's behavior aligns with Christ's message and brings honor to his name. It involves demonstrating the gospel's transformative power through one's actions, serving as a testament to the truth and grace of God. Paul encourages the Philippians to be consistent in their faith, whether he is present or absent, highlighting the importance of integrity and sincerity in their Christian walk. This call to live worthy of the gospel also implies a commitment to community and fellowship, as believers work together to advance the gospel and support one another in faith. It challenges Christians to let our lives serve as a compelling witness to the world, showcasing the reality and power of the gospel through our conduct and character. In Philippians 2:10-11, Paul declares that, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This passage illustrates a future moment of universal acknowledgement of Christ's authority and lordship. The phrase, every knee shall bow, signifies an act of reverence, submission, and recognition of Christ's ultimate power and sovereignty. This prophecy emphasizes the comprehensive scope of Jesus' reign, as it encompasses all beings across the universe, celestial, terrestrial, and subterranean. Paul underscores that Jesus' exaltation by God the Father is not limited to those who believe in him, but extends to all creation, indicating that one day everyone will recognize and honor Jesus as Lord. This acknowledgement is not merely a physical act, but a profound spiritual revelation of Jesus' divine identity and redemptive work. The event Paul describes is often associated with the second coming of Christ, when Jesus will return to judge the living and dead and establish his eternal kingdom. At that time, every person, regardless of beliefs during their earthly life, will recognize the truth of Christ's lordship and authority. For believers, this will be a moment of joy and fulfillment as we see the culmination of our faith and hope. For others, it will be a moment of realization and acknowledgement of the reality of Jesus' divine nature. This prophecy reminds and encourages Christians to live faithfully and proclaim the gospel, knowing that the ultimate victory belongs to Christ and that his reign will be universally recognized. It reinforces the call to live in alignment with the values and teachings of Jesus, anticipating the day when his lordship will be affirmed by all creation. In Philippians 3:14, Paul speaks of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, which represents a profound and multifaceted concept within the Christian life. The upward call refers to the divine invitation to pursue a life that aligns with God's purposes and to strive for spiritual maturity and excellence. This call is a summons to leave behind the old life of sin and self-centeredness and to embrace the transformative journey of becoming more like Christ. Paul uses the imagery of a race, suggesting that this call is not static but requires active effort, perseverance, and focus. The goal of this race is to attain the prize, which is the fullness of life in Christ, marked by the ultimate reward of eternal fellowship with God. This calling motivates believers to press on despite challenges, keeping our eyes fixed on the ultimate prize that awaits us in heaven. Moreover, the upward call is not merely about personal achievement or spiritual growth. It signifies a holistic pursuit of living out the Christian faith in every aspect of life. Paul emphasizes that this call is not based on human effort alone, but is empowered by God's grace and strength. It is an invitation to participate in the mission of God, to reflect his love and character in the world, and to fulfill the unique purpose he has for each believer. The upward call challenges Christians to prioritize our relationship with Christ, seeking to know him more intimately, and to live in obedience to his will. It encourages us to adopt an eternal perspective, recognizing our ultimate citizenship is in heaven, and that our lives on earth should reflect the values and priorities of God's kingdom. This call inspires a life of faithfulness, dedication, and hope as believers look forward to the day when we will fully realize the glory of God's presence and receive the prize for which we have labored. In the end, Paul's letter to the Philippians serves as an inspiring guide for living the Christian faith with authenticity and purpose. It calls believers to embrace the transformative power of the gospel, striving to live in a manner worthy of Christ's sacrifice and to anticipate the joy of his return. By focusing on the day of Christ, cultivating the fruit of righteousness, maintaining the faith of the gospel, and pursuing the upward call, we can live lives that glorify God and reflect his love to the world. As we meditate on these truths, let us be encouraged to live with the same joy, dedication, and hope that Paul exemplifies, knowing our ultimate reward is in Christ, who empowers us to walk faithfully in his footsteps. Father, thank you for the truths and revelations found in Philippians that challenge us to live lives worthy of the gospel. Help us embody the love and humility of Christ, growing in righteousness and joy as we anticipate his return. Empower us to live faithfully each day, reflecting your light and love to those around us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.